thank you so very much again for another opportunity to be alive. Thank you for this special day, special Sunday, Christmas Sunday, last Sunday of the year 2022. We thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Holy Spirit, please continue to help us, even as we continue to worship God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say a better amen.
Amen.
Before you wish that neighbor Merry Christmas, please help me. Put your hands together for the Impact Choir and the Impact Band. Wow, awesome. Well done, Mr. Dare and the team. God bless you. Now look at your neighbor left and right. Just say, Merry, Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. I'll be taking my Bible reading for this Christmas Sunday service from John chapter 1, I'll be reading from verse 1 through to 5. John chapter 1, verse 1 through to 5. And I will later lay emphasis on John chapter 1 and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The theme of this special Sunday service is the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. Listen to me, Church of God. The agenda behind the incarnation of Jesus, that is, God was born as a human being, is misery. Even though he, that is, Jesus Christ, was born as a human being, he had a different agenda and a different mission. Jesus' mission was and is still to reconcile humanity back to God, their maker. Hence, two scenarios popped up, even in the spirit realm, that reflected in the physical realm. That is, humanity owed a spiritual debt that they couldn't pay. Over the century, over the decades. And scenario number two was that Jesus Christ paid the spiritual debt he did not owe. He decided, that is Jesus Christ, to vacate his position in glory because of the love that Jesus had for humanity. Jesus decided on his own volition to vacate his throne of glory to come and die for the human race. Therefore, Church of God, enjoying this spiritual debt payoff is not predicated by what you have done even in the past. Because the love of God for humanity is so incredible that the human mind cannot comprehend it. How God loves the human race. God knows what is warring against humanity. That we were caught between the fiery line, between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God. And that is why these golden verses of scripture, John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, John 3, 16 and 17, it says, for God so loved the world. Can you read that after me? To go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That is the golden promise of scripture. Therefore, people of God, we are here this morning to commemorate and celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. In John chapter 1, verse 14, like I told you, I'm going to refer to that. John 1, 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ in John chapter 6 and verse 63, John 6, 63, paraphrasing here, he says, Jesus Christ talking to his disciples said, listen, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The word that Jesus spoke to his disciples, he said, they are full of life and of spirit. Listen to me, church. There are no careless words. People of God, listen to me. There are no useless words. Listen to me, people of God. There are no nonsensical words. Words are full of spirit and life. Words, like the Englishman would say, they are like spilled milk. Jesus Christ assured us that word became flesh. The reason? Because words are full of spirit, full of life. Therefore, be careful with words. It's a matter of time. What you talk about, you will bring about. Because words are full of spirit and life. Listen to me, Church of God. The words that you speak are full of life. No wonder Jesus Christ said, every idle word that men shall speak on the last day, they will give account of it. Because every word you speak, they accumulate in the spirit realm. Your life is made of words. He spoke the word. And he healed them. And delivered them out of their destruction. Words? Let me tell you, you are this morning what you said about your life yesterday. What did I say? You are this morning what you said about yourself yesterday. And you are going to be tomorrow what you are saying about yourself today. You say, Pastor, I did not say anything about myself yesterday. You did. You did. Word became flesh. The scripture says, because word has a propensity of becoming flesh. That is why you must be careful what you say, because life and death are in the power of the word that you speak. There's this woman, I believe she's gone now. She used to be a part of the midwives at the headquarters at the Butimeta. When her children are stubborn and behaving stubbornly, she says the opposite of what they are doing. She doesn't speak English, she speaks Yoruba. Let me speak in tongues now. Omore, Omodada. And this little boy that is saying, good boy, good boy. This boy is giving her hell. But she will always be saying, good boy, you'll do well. Because she realized then that words are spirit and they are life. And let me tell you, because words are spirit and life, everything has ears to hear. You think that chair you're sitting doesn't have ears to hear? You are kidding me. And that's why God told Moses, because the word that you speak, they carry life and they are full of spirit. He said, listen, go speak to the rock. It is more easy and simple to just speak. But Moses said, no, I am going to walk. A lot of you are walking, and what you're saying is messing up your walk. Carrying the rod and hitting the rock twice, that is walk. A lot of you rubbish your walk by what you say. Even if you're earning little, prophesy greatness, because the words that you speak are full of life. And that's why Joel chapter 3 verse 10 says, let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. Word became flesh. Every word you speak is a matter of time. It will become flesh. Therefore, though 2022 is gradually coming to an end, your dreams and aspirations should not end with 2022. And I don't like your weak amen. Amen. Keep hopes alive, because your life is not ending with 2022. Say a better amen. Amen. When I was trusting God for a life partner and God showed me one, and I asked that one, has God told you anything that you're going to be my wife? What a way to propose. Don't try that in the 21st century. Don't try it. Don't try it. That is not how to do it. Right? But when my father-in-law heard about it, he did not agree with it. So every year, January like this, I'll say this year, it started 1993. So every new year is like, yeah, this is the year. This is the year. Makasiro Bosha, this is the year. January, February, December. It did not happen. The following year, this is the year. This is the year. Year one, year two, year three, year four, I was saying the same thing. Keep hope alive. Just because this year is ending does not mean that January 1st will not be the day that your destiny will be activated. Then came 1988. It started January 5th. It started. But before that year ended, a name was thrown away, and a new name emerged. And that's why 34 years now, we are still on it. And we are not done yet. Why am I bringing this old story that I'm always boring you with? And you will not be tired of being this. You will not be tired of this story because I'm not done yet. It's that people, pastors, they were telling me, John, you have tried. There are many fishes in the ocean. Go pick another one. I say, thank you, sir. If I had picked another one, I could have missed out of God's will. Just because things had not worked out and 2022 is coming to an end does not mean God has forsaken you. He has decided to lose the battle so that he can win the war for you. Words, they are spirit and they are full of life. Somebody even once told me, I still remember his name. His name, nickname, OC. That's his name. He said, John, Pitakwa girls, Porakot girls, they're no good. Thank you, sir. For 34 years, that same girl, now, mama, now, mommy. The point I'm making, church. John, because today's Christmas, so. Mommy. I'm going to try some chicken. Be careful, sir, what you say. And that's why you will never hear me or see me talk ill of what I'm putting inside my tummy. Anything you give me to eat, I will eat it rejoicefully. Is there any word like that? Be shaking my legs under the table, enjoying it, because everything has ears. Your job has ears. That table that you are seated on has ears, your laptop, everything has ears. God said, if you refuse to praise me, I will tell stones to start praising me. So don't talk ill about yourself. Don't ever try it. Look at yourself at the mirror. I will be saying, look at this fat bumbo. Don't do that. Look at this old. No, I'm not old. It's my mouth. I will use it to say good things about me because they are full of spirit and they are full of life. That's what the psalmist said. No matter what the doctors are saying, I will not die, but I will live to declare the glory of the living God. God has allowed you and I to be alive this Sunday. And this Sunday is the last Sunday. And this last Sunday is Christmas Sunday. The last time we had Christmas on a Sunday morning was 2016. And God kept you from 2016. And you have seen another Christmas Sunday in 2022. Do you know the next time we will have a Sunday and a Christmas Sunday, it's going to be 2033. So that God has kept you this far, you are still complaining. Words made flesh. Yes, you are the Lord Most High. Shall we rise? Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas is not a time of eating and drinking alone. It's a time of sober reflection, reflecting on what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary. The devil is mad when it comes to what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary. He's trying to nail, to change the real meaning of Christmas. He wants people to believe that Christmas is for festivity and making money, business, making money. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, I want to discourage you. Please don't join those who call this season holiday season. Don't join them. Don't join them to say this is a happy season. It is not. Do not join them to be saying, I hear people say that, happy Xmas. In any way you look at X, it's like you are deleting something. You are crossing something. They did not cross the mass, but they crossed the Christ. Christ, that the X, let's X him out. And I hear Christians even wishing people, happy Xmas. What's wrong with your mouth that you can't say Christmas? And that's why I cannot understand. I receive messages. They will type their text messages from, many words. And at the tail end, instead of saying in Jesus' name, they will say I-J-N. Tilonji, what is wrong with you? Are you playing the devil's game? Can you say, Father, bless me. Father, do this. I-J-N. Do you know that IJN as an abbreviation does not only mean in Jesus' name? You go Google it. It means so many things. And the devil has deceived the pastors. IJN. In fact, some of them will say IJMN. That is what they meant in Jesus' mighty name. And the devil will be saying, go ahead, go ahead. Because at the sound of Jesus, every knee, not at the sound of IJN, no, at the sound of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus is the Lord of lords, is the King of kings, is the Ancient of days, is the Alpha and Omega, is the beginning and the ending, is the one who can kill, the one who can make alive, the one who can open and no one can close, the one who can close and no one can open. What is his name? What is his name? Can you make it louder? Who is coming back again? Who can save from witches and wizards? Who can supply all your needs according to his riches in glory? Say Jesus 7 times. Jesus, 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 Jesus. The devil is a liar. We are celebrating Christ. What is Christmas? In the Latin language, what it meant in Latin is just Christ and Mass. And Mass in Latin means service, church service. So it's Christ, church service. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, how I Darren David said, Jesus, oh Jesus,
Jesus, today your name. Jesus, wonderful Jesus, how I love,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Wonderful Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, I love how I love. One more time, Jesus.
Jesus.
Darling Jesus.
Jesus.
Every day.
Every day. Your name is the same.
Say, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Do you know, sir? Ma, Jesus Christ is still being born into the lives of people. That's why I said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Jesus Christ said, be ye born again. So Jesus Christ, even though he was born, he died, buried, and he rose again, he is still being born in the heart of men and women. 46 years ago, this same Jesus visited Calcutta Republic, and he entered into one young fine boy. And he was born in that young fine boy 46 years ago. That boy is still bouncing in the Lord. Listen, it is Christ in you that is the hope of glory. The Christ in you is the hope of glory. And that Jesus wants to come inside you. When he comes inside you, you become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. If you're in the church right now, this is Christmas Sunday, and you know you're not born again. Why not say, Jesus, we are commemorating your birth this day. Please, come inside of me so that I can be born again. If you know you have not given your heart to Jesus, pray that prayer now. Say, Lord Jesus, come inside of me. I accept you today as my Lord and as my Savior. Say, Father, grant me the power to go and sin no more. If you pray that prayer, you are born again. Father God, I commit your sons and your daughters in the sanctuary and worshiping in their different location. Those that have asked you to come into their heart, please, Lord, save them. Grant them the power to go and sin no more. Thank you, dear Lord, for answered prayers. In Jesus' powerful name, we pray. Say better, amen. Look at your neighbor again and say, be careful with words, because words can become flesh. You may be seated.